I know you've had a couple of panels talk to you this week about cybersecurity already. It's not a new topic. I know you've heard a little bit about incident response, and I feel like my role today for you is to bring this to a very narrow focus in how does and leave you with some practical takeaways of how you can take this back to your law department of all sizes or your law firm of all sizes to figure out how to mitigate these threats in our industry. My second role today is to provide some ethics, and we're going to talk about the ethical duty of technology competence. And so before, about a month ago, this topic wasn't as relevant as it is today, and I'm going to share some news now to give it a greater context, a more valuable context for you, in that one of the boards I do sit on is the Computer and Technology Law Section for the State Bar of Texas. How many of you are a member? Okay, excellent. So at our annual retreat in April, we submitted and passed a resolution that Texas become the 32nd state to adopt the ABA's model rule regarding the ethical duty of technology competence. And myself, Judge Rodriguez, and a past chair of the section, Reginald Hirsch, submitted that to the State Bar of Texas for consideration 9 days ago. So it may take about a year to cycle through, but I do want, when we have that conversation in a few slides, for you to be thinking about how what that means for our profession in Texas, and how we borrow from what other states have done who have adopted it already.